Welcome to Engaging Truth, the manifestation of God's Word in the lives of people around us. Join us each week as we explore the impact of His message of spiritual renewal, from the lesson of forgiveness forged in the crucible of divorce, to the message of salvation learned by an executioner from a condemned killer, to the gift of freedom found in the rescue of victims of human trafficking. This is God's Truth in Action.
Hello, listening audience, and welcome to today's Engaging Truth broadcast, where we bring the message of Christ to the nations in real, practical ways. My name is Jeff Doria, pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church and School in Thorndale, Texas, and I have with me a most excellent guest, Heidi Horton. And it is fitting to interview Heidi, as this is a March Madness month, and Heidi has played some college ball as well as professional basketball in the WNBA, and we're going to hear more about that and how God has been working in her life then and now. And so we welcome Heidi. Heidi, it's good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, fantastic. Fantastic. Well, if you can, just as a little intro for our folks who may not know you, give us a little background on who you are and a little bit about your career. And then I'd like to ask you a few questions about how God has been active in your life.
So background on me is, it's hard to tell you my background without mentioning my identical twin sister, Heather. And we were the Twin Towers, but it's a funny story because I didn't want to play basketball. I was a volleyball player in high school and was in California, raised by the beach, and was sure I was going to go to the Olympics in volleyball. So I was on my own track getting there. And my father noticed that my twin Heather wanted to play basketball. So she tried out for the freshman team at our new high school in Palos Verdes, California. And I was like, oh, that's great for you. I'm already doing it at you, you know. And I said, I'm not really going to do basketball. I like volleyball. And my dad waited for a couple of weeks, and then he came home and he said, nope, you're going to do it. I've thought about this. You're going to play 1 year. And then after that, you don't owe me any more of it, but I don't want you to have a regret that you missed out on something you might just love to do. And right. I was a 14-year-old, was very angry. Of course, I knew everything, and I didn't want him to tell me that I had to play a sport. And in 1985, if you recall, sports were recreation. Now it's more of a industry and a business. So there wasn't much for pros in the realm of professional basketball for women or anything. So, and I hadn't even thought that far anyway as a 14-year-old. So that's my story. And okay. Those of the listeners who are listening, they might know of the movie that's made about us. Heather and I have a movie called Double Teamed on Disney. It's currently airing on Disney Plus. Okay. And it's that exact story, how Larry, my father, made me play basketball and I didn't want to. And then the story ends where Heather and I both make it to the famous WNBA and have illustrious careers playing basketball.
Oh, that's great. So a lot of kids are probably getting to see and get introduced to you through that, through the movie, and whether they met you or not. So.
Well, it's an old movie. It was the interviews for the making of the movie started in 97. Oh. They finally recorded the movie in 2000 or released the movie in 2002. And so it is, you know, 22 years old. Yeah. And it has gone through, it's been ranked now one of the top Disney for cable movies. It's number 11, I think, out of all the movies because it has a great story.
That's great.
And
that's
I feel honored.
I'm going to have to catch that. That's great. Well, I'm sure that it happens in the movie, but we'd love to hear from you about somehow, you know, how God has been working in your athletic career and beyond. And so would there be a few things that never leave your head about how God has led you in all this?
Absolutely. One of them has just been mentioned, but how fathers know best. And our God, our Father, knows best and has great plans for us. But the Father He gives us on earth, we hope He knows best and does best for our lives. Mm-hmm. And that's something I wrote down when you had asked me these questions. I feel like, children, especially at the age of teenagers or adolescents, they, especially in this world where they have a lot of knowledge right at their fingertips with the phones and the internet. In 85, I didn't have all that, but I still thought I knew what I wanted to do, and I was going to do it. And my dad stepped in to say, you know what, think I want to save you from missing out on something. And it turned out to be for my best.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Fathers know best.
Yep.
Number two is God makes each of us with unique gifts. Of course, physically, I'm tall, but you can meet plenty of tall people that don't have a passion for sports, and
right.
they get kind of tired of people asking them, oh, did you play basketball? Did you play volleyball? Yeah. I actually adored sports from the day I was born. My mother would write journals about how my twin and I were very active, more active than most children. And we always played, I mean, 24/7 outdoors and at the beach. So I always loved sports, but that was more activity back then. But then it became, I really like, I'm a very competitive person. So that's something that makes me tick, if you will. I don't want to just play for fun. I want to win. It's embarrassing, and I don't know why, but I like to play with a purpose, and my purpose is to win.
It's
not to put down someone else. It's because I have a side of me that wants to be my very best every day. You know, one of my favorite coaches was John Wooden, the great Wooden, and he said, make each day your masterpiece. And so I think that is part of why it makes me competitive. I believe that each day is a chance to get better and to grow and to get great at doing something or being something. So,
yeah.
And the last one was the power of prayer. Prayer, I am so certain that the only way I'm here, sitting here alive talking to you because of what we have been through, is because of the prayers of faithful prayer warriors like my mother, whose gift was prayer, and her Monday prayer group of 30 ladies that met and prayed down the house for about 12 hours. I mean, about from 12 to 3, about 3 hours every Monday for 35 years. So I'm sure I'm sitting here, and I'm sure that some of the things that happened in my life directly were affected, and there were answers to prayers from those ladies and others.
Yeah. So that's such a great testimony to her faith and perseverance in prayer. That's beautiful. Right. Well, I'm glad you shared that. You shared a few things about, you know, your physical features, you know, prayer support, the love of your and direction of your father and all that. There are, I'm sure, other things that kind of make you tick. You mentioned your competitiveness and that desire. So what are those things that just kind of drive you, make you tick?
I have to check my notes here because of it. Love of people.
Okay.
Love of adventure.
Love it.
And really, actually going back to people, ever since I was a child, I wanted to be a mom. I loved children.
Okay.
And my father had that gift with kids. We would be places and a kid would come up to him, kind of grab his hand and say, can we come play with you? You know, you're fun, kind of thing. And to this day, I'm very much more like the personality of my father, very gregarious, adore people, never met a stranger, and just have so much fun with people. I get energized by people rather than being zapped by them, zapped energy. Children, when I was raising, we have two children. My husband and I live in Houston, Texas, and we have two children that are now adults. One of them's 20 and the other's 18. But I was raising them and taking them to the park. We were raising them, but I would take them to the park because that was my contribution to their physical activity during the day. And every day we would have a chance to play outside. And there would be children that would come up to me at the park and literally look up to me and say, can we play with you? Yeah, just like they did with my father. So I know that it's a gift, that I love people, and that children, they have I'm kind of a magnet to children.
Yeah.
And that actually, has propelled me into what I'm doing now with my life. The Lord is really faithful to take me into something that involves children, and not just older children, but younger children.
Okay. So children of all age, when you, like teenagers, when you say older children, is that what you're referring to?
Oh, I say, teenagers. Used to work. So I do the hoop. I'm running a organization called Hoop School, and we train youth. Now we train only first through eighth grade, and we stop at the end of middle school. So once they get into the teenage, once they get really into high school age, we stop. But when I had first started hoop school or taking it over, my colleague actually from the University of Virginia, Dina Evans, started hoop school, and it was a chance to really teach the IQ and the purpose behind your practices. Why do you move in certain ways? What is the real strategies to becoming a great player? It wasn't just running around doing skills. It was the why, smarter ways. And so that's why it's called school. We're schooling them in the game of hoops. And so I came out of pros with a back injury, ended in 99, and moved to Houston and started working with Dina's Hoop School. Well, then she took off and went around the nation with another camp that she was doing, Point Guard College. Okay. And she just handed me Hoop School and said, here, do with it, whatever, take it, run with it. And I did, but I would coach just those elite players for the first parts and really teaching them, how to be greats, of course, mentally, physically, psychologically, spiritually. I've always incorporated the spiritual in my coaching. But after a while, I was married shortly after in 2001, and I had child number one in 2003. So those first 5 years, I was coaching the elites and the high schooler and the olders that were going to go right to college. But as soon as I had my kids, I was like, I don't want to work all these nights of the week, and I don't want to be away from my husband and my family. So I said, let's do this. And we noticed also there was a great need that I was watching these elite, the elite players that were going to be the cream of the crop. They were the cream of the crop. They were missing some of the valuable fundamentals to be great players. So I said, there is a real need. So let's back this up to the younger elementary age. And then we went even further to early elementary with first grade up to eighth grade. To middle school, we stop and give them that firm foundation that we all need.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So yeah, you're caring and developing the whole child, not just some skills, but certainly the whole package. Well, that's a great ministry. That's a great ministry you've had. Well, let me take a commercial break here and give thanks to our listening audience for tuning in to Engaging Truth, which is part of the ELM Houston organization. And Evangelical Life Ministries is a group of volunteers providing Christ-centered information and hope for people throughout the world in many different countries. And we thank you for your support. And we pray that today's broadcast is beneficial for you and encouraging to you. There are three ways you can help support us. First of all, pray for us. And we are truly strengthened by God who listens to your prayers. And second, you can financially support us. You can donate online at our website, elmhouston.org, or you can write a check and make it payable or mail it to ELM P.O. Box 568, Cypress, Texas 77410. And then finally, share this message with others. Tell them what you've heard about Heidi's work with youth and perhaps how you can even support Hoop School, too. You can check her Facebook page. And now back to our interview with Heidi Horton. And so, Heidi, you have been sharing a bit with all your work with, the older teens and then the cream of the crop. And then you shared how that God through your own personal life and your transition there with the children now in your home and just being a mom and, having a husband and all that, that God was working on you and changing some direction and focus. So I'm sure that you've seen some success stories, whether with the teenagers or small kids. And I was wondering if, you could spend a little time telling us about a success story that you've seen.
Yeah, and it's fun. I really want to share. I have so many success stories with the children. They remember. Okay, how that works for me? It's a dynamic. This hoop school has become. The Lord really has worked it out to be a dynamic interplay of us mentoring. So I have teen coaches that are under 18. They come under the wings of I have a staff of maybe 24 to 30 coaches that are all working at different times. And so the teenage coaches come in to mentor and shadow the older coaches and learn how to work with youth, how to really teach them a skill in basketball, but they get mentored by being on the floor with these older, more seasoned coaches that are 35 or some. I have a 60-year-old coach. I have a 28-year-old. Okay. So these ages, they've all been players in basketball. They're God-fearing. They're wonderful men, gentlemen and women, you know, women and men. And they're also, like I said, they're either former players or current players, pro players, college players, and coaches. So that's what the coaches consist of. So they're doing a great job by coaching the little children. But now we have these teens coming in to learn how to coach, and they get good. So then I let them coach the younger ones, like the, you know, the second graders are so hard to get to focus or whatever, and they work with them. So there's a dynamic there, and I'm leading up to my story, the success story. So I'll have a lot of young ones that'll be like, you know, Coach Heidi, but you know, I learned this and I did great. And I scored 16 points in my game. And you know, they know it's all about basketball, but we know it's all about the character, the moral character and the Christ-like character we're teaching them. So what I wanted to tell you is that these coaches, they move on. It's a transient phase of life where a lot of these 28 and 30-year-olds coaches, they're moving on and getting married and having children. So then they stop working, or they have to take a break while they're having, you know, their wife's working and they're coaching, or their husband's working and they're coaching. So they have been students at Hoop School when they were in second grade, and they're 36 years old and they're coaching. So that is, to me, that's a success story in and of itself.
Yeah.
They come back to me and they tell me, Coach Heidi, I don't remember the layups and I don't remember the jump shots, but I remember the quote of the day. And I remember the time I was ready to quit basketball. And you gave the quote about how with God, all things are possible, or work heartily as unto the Lord, for your reward is in heaven. You know, these kind of things. And they remember those, and it had changed them in a second. So they'll come back and they say, I want to work with this kid. I want to work with your program. That's one success story. And then a specific one, and I'm going to give the name of the coach as the capital J. I'm not going to give his full name. And Jay came from Mississippi, and he had gone wayward. His dad was a preacher, and he wanted to coach basketball. He found out about our great program, and he knows I'm honest, and I pay you what I'm going to tell you, and you work hard for me and that kind of thing. So he worked for me, and he had some ups and downs, and he had some battles, personal battles, and he told me in the middle, this happened actually twice, but with Jay, he had been dabbling in things that he knew were not Christ-like. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know he was going to have his life changed. But working with our staff and hearing the verses every day spoken to the kids, and a prayer over the children and a prayer over the coaches before we work out every day, he gave his life back to Christ. Mm-hmm. And he told me that working for me brought him home.
Wow.
Brought him home. Yeah. And I would call that one of my biggest success stories. It would have happened again with another coach, and her name started with the G. So G and J both had hard choices that they were now in their late 20s or early 30s. Actually, they were both 28, about 25 or 28. And they brought their lives back to Christ. They came back to the Lord, and they told me later, a year later, you know, working for you was like coming home. And I thought, this is so awesome, Lord. I didn't even know that giving the word of God to these little precious children who hear it, if they're there in the program, they know we're Christ-centered. They know that we say a prayer. We have Muslims, we have Hindu, we have every walk of faith, and they're in the gym. So it's really just us praying for the kids, right? Well, no, it's actually coaches getting, because we need to be in community to have our faith solidified, you know, and that's, to me, that is a big success.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. Well, yeah, hearing those words like you help bring me home, you know, that you're demonstrating how God is using you for that eternal, you know, an eternal blessing, eternal results and consequences, and not just a temporary stage of life where you've got your athletic ability and you can run up and down the court and make great shots and jump and compete. But there's that everlasting consequence of being a part of that program and how God has been using you. So that's wonderful. Well, I am sure that there were times when, you know, you have these great success stories. I also suspect there's probably been some struggles and things that you faced, you know. And I know we don't have a lot of time, but if you have an opportunity within, say, 2 minutes to tell us a little bit about a struggle that you, you know, commonly face in your ministry.
I think everybody has struggles, and yeah. We all do in whatever vocation we're in. My struggle has always been to maintain the balance between being a wife and a mother first and running a hoop school, which I call my third baby. And so it was my third baby. My children were young. Yeah. And, you know, so the struggle was maintaining the balance.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give a lot of accolades to my husband. Patrick Horton is the reason I could run hoop school and be and maintain the home balanced, because he said, honey, I know you're supposed to do this. So Mondays for 23 or 24 years now, I make dinner at 3 o'clock on Mondays and I head out the door at 4:30 and I'm not home till 9:30. And you remember when the children were young and they're in diapers, that took my husband working a full day at the job and coming home at, you know, 5 PM or 4:30, whatever, early that night for me to be able to leave, and him taking over the whole duty of dinner, bath, and bed, and homework, and whatever struggles the kids had, emotional, physical, they were sick. You can think about that for 23 years. So nobody does these things alone. And so I pray a lot. I read the word a lot and try to maintain my balance of being fed, because before I empty out, just like every mother or every husband too, and every worker. So my husband was remedy for my struggle.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful here. Yeah, it's a partnership. That's what marriage is, and you guys have worked it well, and through the good times and the struggles. So, well, that's great. And to know that your kids are, you know, 20, 18 or so, you know, that's wonderful to see that it's been going on for quite some time. Well, thank you very much for giving us your time today, and letting us get a peek into your life and ministry. Let me lift you up in prayer. Heavenly Father, I do lift up Heidi to you, and certainly her family as well. We give you thanks for your work in her life and the family's life, helping that balance remain, the faithfulness remain, and how then also you have used her in wonderful ways to make impact in children, teenagers, and then even as adults, that you have used her that way. And so we're grateful for that, not only the physical and competitive characteristics, but certainly eternal benefits that you have used and have worked in people's lives. So for that, we give you thanks and praise. And we lift this all in Jesus' precious and powerful name. Amen. Amen. Well, Heidi, for you and all our listening audience, let me leave you with the benefit of the blessing of God that he gave to Aaron to bless the Israelites with thousands of years ago. It was a blessing for God's people then. It's still a blessing for us today. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I'm glad that you're with us today, and I hope that the time in the near future is just as great as the times that you've been having with those kids. So continue shining God's love in at Hoop School. That is awesome.
Thank you.
So,
if
people wanted to check out the Hoop School, they find it on Facebook. Would that be the best place, or should they go to a certain website?
Well, it's there's two S's when you say Hoops School. So we put a dash between them. So whenever you're searching for it, hoops-school.com is our website. Okay. Hoops-school.com. And there's Instagram, if you search, you know, Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, well, just Houston doing that. Houston Hoops. Yeah.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your time today, and for our listening audience for joining us. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast of Engaging Truth. Be sure to join us each week at this time. To help support our ministry, contact Evangelical Life Ministries, Post Office Box 568, Cypress, Texas 77410, or visit our website at elmhouston.org, or find us on Facebook at Evangelical Life Ministries. Thank you.